The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. We had a great first hour. If you don't get the first hour, log on to RadioMD.com sometime on Monday or Tuesday, whenever you've got some free time, and go and get the archives, because we had a great guest and interview session, as well as some wonderful things on that Bridget and I answered about the health of the week. One of the stories we were talking about in the health news of the week was the story about what pizza is doing to our kids' health habits and calorie intake. We started to set it up. We never got to it, to finish it in the first hour. So, Bridget, now there's a story this week that's one of our top 10 stories of the week on what does pizza do to our kids' eating and health habits. And let me guess, it gives them too many calories. What's the answer?
You are so smart.
It's not hard when you think of pizza.
It's not that hard. You're right. I know. It actually gives them a significant increase in calories. The research study found that 323 more calories were added to children's diets per day when they had pizza from a fast food restaurant.
And so then, this is so you can have. Let's be clear. You can have healthy pizza. We did it. We do it on the Dr. Oz show. We did it in You on a Diet, the book. You on a Diet has these 104 recipes that are remakes of common food made so it's very healthy. No, it reduces the saturated fat to less than 4 grams an hour, reduces the sugar to less than 4 grams, only uses whole grain, no syrups added, no trans fat, etc. So you can have what is would be a low-calorie, economic, and really great-tasting pizza. One of the tricks in pizza, just let me give you an idea, is if you use two of the same thing in different forms. So tomato sauce is common in pizza. Put tomato bits in it, roasted tomato bits, and it augments the flavor, really brings out the flavor. It's like a flavor explosion then. And that's what gives us pleasure and taste pleasure. And you can do that with pizza. You can do it with virtually anything. So that is a great, what I would call, advantage in doing this. And we use that trick of synergy or to augment the taste of one type of food with giving you another form of it that to augment that flavor. Well, go ahead. So what happened with the common store-bought or the common online ordered pizzas?
Well, and just to add to that too, with what you're saying about making healthy pizza, I think that that's definitely an important thing. And then the second thing would also be to encourage your kids to have maybe a side salad with the pizza so that it's an opportunity to get more vegetables. Because one of the other risks in having something like just pizza as your main meal for kids is that it makes it difficult then to get enough vegetables in for the rest of the day. So you want to try to really use that by having a side salad with the pizza, I think would be good. But back to what they found. So it was a 323 calorie increase, and then they looked at primary school students and then in one category and then teens in another, and they found that the primary school students had an increased intake of saturated fat by 3 grams and an increased sodium intake by 134 milligrams, and then the teenagers had 5-gram increase intake and 484 milligrams of sodium intake compared to the days that they didn't eat pizza. So the good news is that pizza has decreased, the children's consumption of pizza has decreased from 2009 and 10 compared to 2003 and 4, and children and adolescents had 16% and 22% decreased intake, and that was the 16% for children, 22% for adolescents from 2003 and 4 compared to 2009 and 10. So that's promising, but we do know, too, that more than a fifth of both children and adolescents consumed pizza on any given day in 2009 and 10. So it's still a substantial part of children's diets and an easy go-to for parents. I think that definitely it's important to try other foods in addition to pizza. And then, like Dr. Royson said, to really make a healthier version with your kids. And skip the fast food pizzas, because those are the ones that have the highest calories and saturated fat and sodium.
So the take home here is learn to make healthy pizza if you're going to do it. Healthy pizza is 100% whole wheat pizza crust, using tomato bits and tomato sauce without added sugar, and then loaded with veggies, and then just a little mozzarella on top, so that you can make pizzas that is really healthy. I should look it up because it's on in our You and a Diet, and maybe I can find the page number. Oops, I just dropped the book. But in the meantime, let me talk to you about
this. We can take a picture of it and put it, you can put it on your Twitter.
Ah, I'm going to have you do it. It's page 331, and we'll do that. It is page 331 and 332, so I don't know if you can combine two pictures or have to tweet it twice, or we'll have to combine it in two books. I don't know, but it basically
we'll figure it out on the commercial.
It's 322 calories per serving, and you can have up to half of the pizza, if you will. So it's two slices per serving is what we do. So it's about 160 calories per slice. And it tells you how to make the whole wheat crust if you want to do that from scratch, although you can buy them now. The story that I wanted to talk about was one on smoking. And it was saying, what are the health costs of smoking per smoker for a state? And for the state, in South Carolina, it costs you $1 million if you're a smoker. In Alaska, $2 million. But these are the costs over the lifetime of the smoker. So that's about, that's about 50 years of smoking, which is about $20,000 a year, which is about what it costs in health costs if you're a smoker. So very realistic, about $20,000 per person per year to smoke. That includes the health costs, the secondhand health costs, and even some of the tobacco costs. But $20,000 per year is about what it costs. And when you look at it for a large scale, it's $300 billion in the United States is what smoking costs per year in health costs and disability costs. So should you choose the state you work in, or the state you locate a plant in, based on the percentage of smokers. And maybe California is one of California's main advantages compared to many other states in a tracking industry, isn't just their weather, but is the lower costs of employment there because of the lower costs, that is, lower employee costs because of the lessened smoking frequency. California has about 50% less smokers on a percent of the population than any other state. By the way, when we come back from our break, we're going to get Gary Ginsberg, and he has four wonderful stories for us. Can you guess, Bridget, you have the scheme of what I'm going to talk about. Can you guess my favorite story? Well, I'm
air pollution in Beijing.
Ah, you're right. You knew it. Beijing is going to shut 300 companies down because they pollute too much, and that adds significantly to their air pollution. My second favorite, of course, is brain damage in babies from nonstick chemicals. We'll talk to Gary about which foods increase your exposure to plasticizers, and is the allergen of the year in your mouthwash. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. The call letters for our RadioMD.com, of course, are Stay Well. For us, it's we want you to stay well by taking control of your genes so you can live with the least disability possible. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual show. Stay Well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.